now.
Strange things are afoot at the Circle K.
Big Jim's house goes deep into the world of weird. It's time to open the CSX Files.
If you miss any of the CSX Files, all you got to do is text us. The keyword is
Files.
You can subscribe right there. We'll send them to you. Start off with a good Florida story. Guy in Florida arrested Saturday. Cops found a bag of syringes in his pocket. Also found a bag of fentanyl. He's doing court next month. This is Saturday afternoon, too. This guy was hiring a lab rat.
Yeah, feeling it.
So when they arrested him, they said, get this bag of syringes. What did he tell the police officers? He's using them to go fishing.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Bend the ends, make a hook.
I guess. He said he had a bag full of syringes. They said he claimed they weren't for drugs, they were for fishing. He said he used them for fishing, but he did not elaborate, so we don't know. Syringe fishing is definitely a thing. It's not a thing. He didn't have any other fishing equipment with him, by the way. He had nothing else other than the syringes.
He's just trying to be one with nature. He's going to find some, some root to make the pole.
Okay. So, organic fishing with syringes? With syringes.
Yep.
Okay.
Well, gotta go get them tweaker trout.
Yeah, so he's got problems, too. He did have a cigarette pack full, like we mentioned, of fentanyl inside. They arrested him for possession. And he still wouldn't get off the story, so they slapped him in the face and said, snap her out of it. That was the only fishing joke I had there. Is syringe fishing a thing? I don't know.
I wouldn't think so. I mean, if you use the fentanyl throw, I mean, get those fish to quiet down pretty quickly.
Say
and catch
hello
them.
To my little fish. Okay, man?
You get the syringe, you catch the fish, you catch the fish, they get in a boat, you get the women.
Yep.
Just like in Scarface. Okay, next story.
Yeah, this one made me 100% think of our grounds for divorce because this guy took off before the wedding, before he could even get divorced.
Yeah.
He found out his fiance said, you know what? I'm going to cover all the wedding plans. I'll take care of it. I know you don't like doing that stuff, so don't worry about it. As they got close to the wedding, they're a week away. He finally found out what the plans were. She was going to do a full-themed wedding of the Titanic movie. To the point where the room looks like it. They get married on a makeshift front of the ship.
On the bow up there, the scene with Jack and them. Yeah, okay, I get that.
This is where the guy started to get weirded out and was like, no, 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 we're not doing this. The cake is the iceberg from the movie. I don't think that's a great omen for getting married. To have the iceberg as your cake.
No.
Then this is the real kicker. She said, we have scripted parts that we're going to act out from the movie scene, and she plans on getting the guests involved as well.
Okay, here's the deal. Now, this is weird as hell, right? We agree on that.
Yeah.
What is this dumbass doing that he's not aware of this until a week before the wedding?
That's what I'm wondering.
What is this guy doing? He does not notice any of this stuff?
Disengaged, are you?
Yeah, yeah. Dude, this... I'm not saying your marriage was going to fail, but it was going
to
fail.
Yeah, and then he really freaked out when she goes, we're going to go out to the lake after this, and I want to sleep on a door. We're just going to take the night
out on
the door.
That's where your honeymoon's going to be, in a door? Which, again, if you've ever watched Titanic at the end of it, by the way, spoiler alert, the boat sinks. Do you know they actually scientifically figured this out? There were 24 ways for Jack to fit on that door with Rose.
Yep.
He just didn't want to deal with her anymore.
No, he was done.
Right. Same thing there.
Yeah, you're whining about your rich life all the time.
Listen, God, we're not jaded at all, are we?
No.
Okay.
You didn't even pay me for that picture I drew of you.
So, yeah. Okay, so Titanic, that was not an option for you and Heidi, the Titanic-themed wedding?
Oh, no way.
What movie would your wedding have been inspired on?
Oh.
Heidi has no say in this. It's just you. Ryan Logan,
it's
you're
just
picking the wedding.
Me?
You get to pick the wedding.
I would just recreate the wedding scene from Step Brothers.
Really?
Yeah.
That's the one?
Have the Billy Joel, Piano Man. Okay. Strictly 80s, sir.
You would do the Catalina, the Catalina wine mixer,
yeah.
Guys?
Yeah.
Okay. It's not bad. I would want something a little more fun than Titanic. Sophie's Choice.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Dated reference there. Anyway, I don't know. Last story. It's a heads up for people, too. Customer service here. Devon Burkett of England is going viral because her skin turned green. Why? And I looked this up this morning before we went on the air. This is the thing. These tanners that you wear, you know, that you put on the tanning lotion, the right. self-tanning, they have an expiration date.
Oh.
And if you use them past the expiration date, it'll turn your skin grid different colors.
So oh, she turned, my gosh.
She turned green.
So you turn into the Hulk if
she
you use...
She looks like Shrek.
Oh, that's sad.
Donkey. Yeah. She looks green.
That's a bummer. She's got to wait till midnight to go out every day now.
That's right. Hold on. Yep. She said, I had my feet up on the coffee table and I looked down at my feet. They were really, really green. I jumped up and looked in the mirror and that's when I noticed how green my face was. I looked like Shrek. I was bright green and even worse in person. And she's not invited to the Titanic wedding because she's green.
Yeah.
And that doesn't work either.